Hello, everyone. Welcome back to or to Two Chicks, if it's your first time. Today, I am doing the podcast solo because Dixie is in the studio, as per usual. That girl works very hard. So it's just me today, but I do have some things that I am excited to talk about. This past week was a very busy week for me. A lot of the stuff that I've been working on for a while launched, like my Dunkin' drink, Pura Vida bracelets, lots of very, very exciting things. So I kind of wanted to talk about that with you guys. Last time that I released a drink with Dunkin' Donuts, it went pretty crazy, to say the least. I was quite surprised by the amount of people that took a liking to the drink, that actually went out and tried it. That was insane to me, and I definitely did not expect to get that reaction, but I was so thankful. And I remember they were talking about how it was like nationwide, like they were running low on cold brew, and that was just really, really crazy to me because I feel like I had something to do with that. And that was really cool to have that accomplishment happen after like being a fan of a brand for such a long time. That was really, really cool. And the second Charlie drink dropped this past week, and I obviously went to go get it because I like to go in and like order it, see how it is, see if it's as good as I think it is. Like, I've been to a few different Dunkin's to get it just to like try it out, see if there's any differences. And I love it so much. The cold foam is obviously new to Dunkin', so it was really cool to be a part of the launch of that, as well as the sippy cup lids. That's super fun and something new. But I think those are so cute as well. So, okay, to kind of get into what the two drinks are and what the differences between the two are, the original Charlie drink was a cold brew with caramel and whole milk. That was the drink that I got every day going to school and everything like that. So that was a drink that I always liked and was my favorite and my go-to drink there. And that was super, super exciting. But the remix is the same base. So it's still got the cold brew with the caramel and the whole milk, but now it's topped with cold foam and cinnamon. And I think that's really cool. It's different. It's got like some fun stuff on top. So I think that's super cool. After working with Dunkin' Donuts the first time, I wasn't too involved with like everything going on just because it was our first time working together and I didn't really feel as comfortable like speaking up about the things that were going on. But the second time was really cool because I got to have my favorite makeup and hair. And if you guys know Greg, who runs everything D'Amelio family, we actually shot it at Greg's house and that was super, super fun. And I got to wear cool outfits that I thought were really cute. And it was just really cool that it was a little bit more up to me. And I was on probably about 5 calls with Duncan to make sure that the launch was going to go smoothly, and very exciting. I don't think that this will be the last time that we work together, hopefully. But yeah, I thank you guys for actually taking such a liking to the drink. I'm glad I've brought all of my California friends to try Dunkin', because a lot of them kind of made the switch, which is really cool to see, especially coming from a girl from the East Coast. Like, Dunkin' is very big. There's one on every corner, and that's not as popular out here. So it's cool to see like that change, even just from my friends. Okay, so when my dad and we were driving around, I had to go and pick something up. And we were just in the car, we were driving around. We drove around for like 2 hours in total, just because that's what we love to do. When we were in the car, we like spotted Josh, who's Pop Galore. And Josh and I have actually kind of gotten to have a few conversations totally off camera, and he's very nice. And I definitely appreciate him a lot. He's been so good about like making sure if I don't want something out there, if I just kind of want a day to myself, like he's super understanding about that. And I'm very grateful to have that type of relationship with him. So we spotted his car when we were driving and he started like following us. And then he actually ran out of gas. So he had to go to the gas station and like get gas. And then he DM'd me and he was like, hey, where'd you go? And I was like, I'm at Dunkin'. You can come. Like, we can chit chat. So we ran around. We got him the Charlie drink and we just like got to talk. And that was super fun. Got to talk about some fun things with like Josh and my dad. So it was cool. The video is posted online if you would like to see what I said. But the funniest part was, so I get cupping because I have really bad back problems just from being a person with a flexible back. It gets tight. I have knots in it. My shoulders are all messed up from like anxiety or whatever. They've been pretty messed up for a long time. So I get cupping pretty frequently just to kind of keep my body in check and make sure I'm doing more healing than hurting. So I got cupping, and since my shoulders are very messed up, they did the cupping very high on my shoulders to try and get out some of that tension and some of the toxins. But they bruised really bad because there's just a lot of tension there. So it's trying to take as much of it out as it can. But they're really high up, like on my shoulders, and they look like hickeys. And it was so funny because when he asked me, he was like, what's on your neck? And I literally turned around and like lifted up my jacket. And I was like, no, I promise, on my whole back. Like, don't try and make this into something that it isn't. Because I could already see like if that was just posted and like there was no context behind it, people would think that it was something that it's not. So I had to clear that up really quickly. And I thought that was funny because I was like, what if someone asked me what they are and like, or what if people just start assuming? But I had like posted on my story and even posted where I got it done. So I thought that was funny. I do also want to talk about Pura Vida for a second, because let me tell you, this has been long awaited for me to tell you guys. So this bracelet pack was originally supposed to come out last fall. And I was like, that just doesn't make sense. Like, these colors are bright and springtime and summery. I feel like fall's not the right time to do something like this. You know, I feel like fall colors are more like burnt oranges and reds and dark yellow and all that. That's just what my mind, like the color of the leaves, which I guess they don't have in California, but it's a Connecticut thing where you see like the leaves change and they change all different colors. And that's the scenery. Sorry, totally got off track. So I had been working on this for probably over a year. And I've had these bracelets for such a long time. And there's been a few times where I'm like, what if I just wore them? Like, no one's gonna know. But then I was like, no, you don't wanna spoil it. So I like put off wearing them so many times and I was so upset. And then finally the shoot came around. And that was probably the most fun shoot I've literally ever done. I got to spray paint a wall. And the sets were adorable. The outfits were adorable. My makeup gal, Kelsey, did so many cool little makeup things that I usually wouldn't have done, but putting it all together, it looked really good and it ended up coming out like perfect and just the way that I wanted. And the photographers and videographers were also amazing. So it was really, really cool. And then once those photos like kind of were posted, not by me, but by like other people with my face covered, people on Twitter were just like, oh my goodness, like we can't wait for this to come out. And the fact that it's finally here is really cool. Especially like knowing how far I've come in just the short period of time that I've known about this. Like that's so cool to me. And these are bracelets because I don't usually like wearing bracelets if they're not like hair ties, just because I don't like things that are loose on my wrists. Like I just don't like that. So it was really cool because I've obviously worn Pura Vida bracelets like many times before. So it's really cool getting to create my own from scratch, because like how I got to pick the colors were like, they were printed out on a piece of paper, all the different colors, and I like circled which ones I thought were cute. And then they were like, why don't we do All Smiles Here? Because that has been my bio for a very long time on Instagram. So it was cool. But the bracelets are, there's like a bright pink one, a yellow one, two blue ones with beads. One of the blue ones, I think it's a darker blue one, has a little smiley face charm on it. And there's a metal one that's silver and it says All Smiles Here with a little crystal. And I think they're super cute and super fun to see. Like they could really add color to any outfit. Like I'm wearing blue jeans and a black sweatshirt right now, but then I have my pink and yellow one on. So I think that that's super cool. Can really spice up anything. Something else that I did was I ordered 600,000 Orbeez, which is a lot, I know. And I filled up a little baby pool, which is actually the pool that I used in the Pura Vida shoot, with Orbeez, and I jumped in it. And that was super fun. But with that, I also wanted to talk about the content that I make on TikTok. So it's extremely difficult to continue posting on a platform where the people that are watching your videos don't actually like want to see you. And a lot of the feedback is negative. It's very hard to do that. And I just kind of lost a passion for it because it used to be really fun for me. And I'm working back into it. The videos that I made with the Orbeez are like the videos that I enjoy making, but it's also hard when everyone's ready to jump and criticize at the second something is taken the wrong way or words are mixed up. And I just like, that's why I don't speak as much besides on the podcast, because it's scary. I feel like every time I speak, everyone tells me I have no personality or I'm boring or uninteresting or I'm stupid. So it's like, what do you want me to do? Like, continue making content when everyone's telling me like, no, this isn't good. But then you think about it and you're like, but I got here because I was making fun videos. I was making fun little vlogs. I was doing cool transitions and fun little dances. And it's not really about what everyone in the comments is thinking. Like, yeah, that's great. You're getting other people's input. But I don't make content to make other people feel a certain way. At the end of the day, I make content because it's a fun thing that I get to do. And if people enjoy it and they want to be on Team Charlie and support me, like, that's great. But once again, that's up to them. And I can't force anyone to feel a certain way about me just because that's life. But I do have people that enjoy my videos. And that's why I never completely stopped posting. Because if 10 million people hate me, but I helped 5 people out, no matter what it is, like, then what's the point of listening to those people that don't like you? It's so hard because I've always been a person in life where I'm going to do everything that I can to make sure as no one's mad at me or as many people like me as I can get them to. But it's like, what's the fun in that? Like, if I like myself and I know I'm a good person, and who cares? Because there's so many people that also say stuff just to say stuff, just to get a viral comment or to get a viral duet to one of my videos saying how annoying I am. Like, okay. But what do you gain from that? You gain likes, but how does that make you feel knowing that you hurt someone's feelings? Like, I obviously still love everyone that supports me, and that's why I'm so active on Twitter, talking to fan pages and people who make edits and everything. That's a safe place for me. Like, when I get to talk to the people that actually support me and they get to tell me how I've helped them, no matter what it is, big, small, anything, like, no one's gonna like everything you do. That's just the nature of life. But it sucks to like figure that out. Oh well, though. I also wanted to talk about my wedding rules. It's been like a trend on TikTok, and I kind of wanted to share my input on my wedding rules. So it's in my notes app, and I'm going to read them to you. Rule number one, my dad will walk me down the aisle to either Holy Grail or Ready, Set, Don't Go, just because those are the jams. Number two, every person in the bridal party must have a dance routine perfected, because I will have an entire dance performance at the after party. That is mandatory. I don't care who you are. You have to. Number three, if my husband doesn't cry when I'm walking down the aisle, I'm turning around and leaving and never looking back, because how dare you? So mean. Number four, there will be a rap battle, preferably between my husband and my dad. If there are any other takers, feel free. Just let me know beforehand, though, because I want to make sure everyone's prepared. I don't want anyone to embarrass themselves and have a rap battle sprung upon them. Number five, I want everyone's speeches to be in the form of diss tracks, whether it's against me or anyone. I just think that would be funny, and I would really enjoy to see that, you know? That'd be super cool. Next thing that I want to talk about is I'm nominated for a Kids' Choice Award, which is pretty cool. I think that that's kind of insane. Once again, still feel like this is just pretty crazy. I mean, I don't really know how that happened. I still don't know how I even got out to LA. Like the fact that I live here now, like that's so weird. I mean, I've been seeing on Twitter people like tag me after they vote, and I've seen so many of them. And it's just thank you to everyone that voted. And if you haven't, or if you have another person that you stan, like I get it. Just literally being nominated is such an honor, and I'm very thankful for that. And obviously couldn't be here without people like whoever's listening. So thank you. I appreciate it. But I think the awards are coming up soon. So like that's cool. But no matter what happens, it's just like a fun thing. Like now I can say I've been nominated for a Kids' Choice Award. That's kind of crazy. So another little fun thing I did was I was actually on someone else's podcast, which was pretty cool. Is the Views podcast with David Dobrik and Jason Nash. And that was super fun. It was really fun. I mean, it turned out pretty great for the most part. Like filming was super awesome. Just getting to talk was amazing. The setup was amazing. David's house is insane. He's got so many like cool things. So I've obviously met David and Jason before. I surprised Jason's daughter, Charlie. And that was super cool. And I knew them and I was super nervous the first time, didn't really say much. But I think the other reason why people were like, why isn't she saying anything in the podcast was mostly because I have been a fan of David Dobrik for such a long time. So going from that place to now, I'm actually on the podcast, and David Dobrik just told me I'm famous or I'm a celebrity. However, I forgot what word he used. And I was like, that's weird. Like, that's so crazy. How do I do this? Like, that's not something normal. That's not something a lot of people can say. And just going from watching his videos every morning to actually being there was so cool and so awesome. And Jason's amazing and Natalie's amazing. Their whole team, everyone. That's really crazy. But it's weird, definitely weird to go from being a viewer of the videos to being a part of that. So that was really cool. But the one thing that did somewhat get on my nerves was like the comments. That was the first time in a while that like a comment section has really like affected me, I guess. Because I had been doing so good for such a long time, but all of the comments were so mean for no reason. It was before, like, you couldn't have even watched the whole video in the time that these comments came out, because the video was however many minutes long, and this was like 2 minutes after it was posted. And everyone's like, she has no personality, she's so boring. Oh, the D'Amelio sisters, like, they're not this, they're not that, they're so annoying, weird, talentless, whatever. It's like, y'all didn't even watch the video. How do you know that we're so boring? You haven't even seen it. But I got over that pretty quickly. I was upset. I cried to my mom. And then I, like 20 minutes later, got up and I was like, okay, this is stupid. Why am I crying? Like, I had so much fun. The experience and the conversations that we had were amazing. And that matters more than what people on YouTube comments have to say. I'm sorry. It was such a good time. And then I change over to Twitter and I see my whole Twitter feed being like, this is so awesome. This is so cute. We love you guys. Like, so you really got to look at the bright side of things. But honestly, that's all I have for this episode of the podcast. Make sure to listen to my sister's podcast, Two Chicks. She does that with her sister. Her Snapchat is Dixie-D'Amelio, Instagram Dixie-D'Amelio, TikTok Dixie-D'Amelio, Twitter Dixie-D'Amelio. I wish she was here today. I miss her. I'm like staring at her chair with her microphone in it this whole time. So sad. I have no one to talk to. But that's really it. You can follow me on all my social medias if that's what you would like to do. If not, that's cool too. I get it. That's all I have. But I had fun today recording by myself. Let me know what else you guys want to hear from this podcast. If you guys want us to bring other people on, just let us know because we're very open to input. Yeah.